What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And getting back to Barack Obama and his embarrassment this last week. He says he stands by his vision for Mideast peace, which is basically simply a continuation of the same policy that has pointedly not worked for the last 60 years. But this is what his masters in Tel Aviv want. Stall, 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 grab a piece of land. Stall, 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 grab another piece of land. Stall, 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 grab another piece of land. And every nation on earth, except the United States, has a government intelligent enough to realize that Israel will never, of its own free will, allow a Palestinian state to come into being. That has been their declared agenda all the way back to the first United Nations partition plan, which Israel rejected. The United Nations had the right idea. It was very uncomfortable to steal part of Palestine to give to a new nation of Israel, because after all, we had just finished fighting World War II to tell Nazi Germany they couldn't grab part of Poland for their own use, or grab part of France for their own use. And then we had to turn around and say that what Germany could not be allowed to do to Poland and France, the new nation of Israel would be allowed to do to Palestine. And that was uncomfortable enough. So the United Nations said, okay, this part will be Palestine, and this part will be Israel. And the founders of Israel said, no, we reject that. The invisible man who lives in the clouds and who talks to nobody else but us says, this is all of ours. And David Ben-Gurion came out and declared Israel to be in existence. Harry Truman recognized the new nation of Israel, even though it didn't have borders. We've been off and running ever since. And the problem, the reason for all this discord in the Middle East comes down to a very simple hypocrisy. Israel will not grant to the Palestinians that which Israel demands for itself, a right to exist and live in peace. All Israel needs to do is say, okay, over here will be Israel, and over there you'll be Palestine, and here is the border, and we all agree to respect it. And we put down the guns, and we look over at Palestine and say, what do you have that we want to buy? And the Palestinians look over at Israel and say, what do you have that we want to buy? And you engage in commerce, and commerce is the path to peace. And as soon as Israel recognizes Palestine's right to exist, every other Arab nation in the Middle East will recognize Israel. It is that simple. And yet Israel can never admit to itself that it was wrong all this time to deny to Palestine what Israel demands for itself. It is that double standard, that hypocrisy on which all this bloodshed and mayhem and corruption rests. So Obama's obediently up there saying, yes, we're going to go back and we're going to curb Iran's nuclear ambitions, which is a violation of the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty that the United States has signed. Now, over in Egypt, and I mentioned this was probably going to start happening, the people who led the first round of protests that brought down Hosni Mubarak are getting ready to do it again, because the new boss has turned out to be very much like the old boss. Israel has met the new government of Egypt's price using American tax dollars, and the new government of Egypt is starting to act very much like the old government of Egypt, which was really illustrated when Egypt's Navy blocked the latest humanitarian aid ship, the Spirit of Rachel Corrie, from arriving in Gaza, and they took it into Egyptian waters. Now they're escorting it out and saying, you must not go to Gaza because Israel has said it. And the people of Egypt didn't have a revolution to simply go back to living the way they had lived before at Israel's leave. And so they're getting ready to start a new round of riots and protestations there. Meanwhile, over in Spain, the revolution that everybody said wasn't going to happen, apparently it's starting to happen right now. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill, handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each meal is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And we're talking about the situation in the Mideast. Noam Chomsky's come out with a really good observation. For all the talk about democracy that we hear from the United States, it's absolutely the last thing they want anywhere in the Middle East. Gaza is a good example, because when Gaza was finally allowed to have elections, because of all the talk about, oh, we're bringing democracy to the region, everybody said, okay, let's see some. And the U.S. and Israel said, okay, we'll let the Gazans have an election. And the Gazans elected Hamas. The Gazans elected Hamas. And the U.S. and Israel said, no. We didn't give you the right to vote so you could vote for the other guy. You have free elections only when you vote for the people that we like. And so they just sort of pretended the election didn't happen and imposed a starvation blockade on Gaza to get them to surrender their elected government and accept proxy rule through Fatah. All of that's moot now because Hamas and Fatah have shaken hands, formed a unified government, and Israel's trying to figure out some way they can break them back up again. But to get back to Noam Chomsky, he's saying basically the U.S. does not want democracy anywhere, because any place that democracy is really put in, the first thing the people do is vote the United States to leave. And that is why every time the United States overthrows a country like Iran in 1953 or Chile, They put in a dictator who will allow the United States to stay in there and basically loot the place for American corporations. Because every time real democracy shows up, the first thing that happens, the people vote in a government that says, get rid of the United States. That's what started to happen in Egypt. And then the United States went in and threw a lot of money around and basically bought the government, same as they did the last one, trying to hijack these revolutions, because the last thing the United States wants anywhere in the Middle East is democracy in the Arab world, because the Arab world will break free of American hegemony and say, we want to chart our own course into the future. We don't want a private central bank. We don't want American warships and warplanes flying over us all the time and docked in our harbors. And so Noam is absolutely correct. The U.S. and its allies, primarily Israel, are not going to want or allow governments which listen to the will of the people. Because then the United States cannot control the region and they will be asked to leave. We've been watching this already in Iraq, where we brought democracy to Iraq and we brought this and we brought that. And every once in a while you'll hear the people of Iraq saying, you know, we'd kind of like to go back to being our own country now. We don't need the American occupiers anymore. There were no weapons of mass destruction. We weren't really aiding Al-Qaeda, and Saddam is dead. Can't we go back to being our own country? And the U.S. will say, no. We're nation building, meaning they're building an American nation on Iraqi soil, same as always here. Secretary of Defense Robert Gates is out there screaming that we can't allow any budget cuts to the U.S. military, even though we're starving and homeless and the roads are collapsing and the bridges are falling apart and everything. Every dollar taken away from war to feed the American people represents a victory for global terrorism. I think some of the biggest money junkies there are in the Pentagon. And, you know, it's kind of weird to realize that the Pentagon appears to be perfectly willing to starve the United States of America to death in the name of protecting it from enemy attack. And I think that if America's greatness rests on bombs and bullets, that I, for one, am willing to relinquish that greatness. I would prefer a peaceful, prosperous, non-great America to America as the greatest war power in history, continuing to inflict death and destruction and torture across the face of the globe. So, all right, we're going to move around a little bit to the other side of the planet, to over there at Fukushima, which is getting to be a real, real problem. TEPCO in Japan will make an announcement about, oh, we're going to do this, and then it doesn't work. Oh, we're going to do that, and that doesn't work. It's now coming out. I mean, we're more than 2 months away from where this happened, and we're only just now being officially informed of what really happened at those reactors. Now, we've all surmised it here on the blogosphere. We have been looking at the available factual evidence and intuiting and deducing what happened. And most of our prognostications and analysis have proven to be correct. But now they're admitting that two of the nuclear reactors at Fukushima were damaged by the earthquake before the tsunami ever hit. And this means the reactor designs themselves were flawed, because they were supposed to survive this. Apparently, three of the six reactors were running, and all three of the reactor's pressure relief systems failed to operate, which is what led to the meltdowns. Now, as we mentioned, when General Electric designed these reactors, three of their top scientists and engineers refused to sign their names onto the design plans because of perceived deficiencies, to save a few dollars here and there. Now, General Electric might be off the hook if it turns out that the Siemens controllers used on those pressure relief systems are all infected with Stuxnet, which we know was designed to wreck nuclear power stations and was known to be around Japan last November, around the area of the Fukushima reactor. So at this point, it's a 50-50 toss-up whether or not Stuxnet had gotten inside the reactors, and it may, in fact, have been a factor in this cascade of incidents that led to the disaster we see before us. But we need to find that out. If Stuxnet is not in those reactors' control systems, then the fault for this disaster rests squarely on General Electric, whose reactors did not perform as they were supposed to. Japan and TEPCO are now acknowledging that the erratic and inconsistent information being released to the media has led to a loss of confidence and trust in TEPCO and Japan. Gee, you think? So, anyway, moving right along here. Apparently, the United States ran a secret terror hunt in Sweden without the permission of the government. They're all upset about what's going on. Meanwhile, coming from Site Intelligence Group, the Israeli propaganda operation, the new manufactured head of the toilet, I'm sorry, Al-Qaeda, has screamed that in the name of Allah, the Munificent, he's going to tear the tags off of all of your couch cushions, tap dance barefoot on your shag carpets, and he's going to fart in all of your elevators or something. And if Rita Katz is saying it, it must be true. Absolutely must be true. See, we're down to the understudies now. The original scarecrows designed to terrorize us, I mean, the U.S. government and the corporate media, they're the biggest terrorists in the world. They're the ones keeping us terrorized so that we'll go fling our babies and our money onto the enemy's bayonets. But they've burned out their original scarecrows. Everybody knows Al-Qaeda in Arabic slang means the toilet. We've revealed that Adam Gadon was really Adam Perlman. Yusuf al-Khattab was really Joseph Cohen. Amzi al-Amraki, the guy who terrorized South Park, his real name is Zachary Chesser. Last I heard, he's still living with his mother. And they're all fakes and phonies. And now, of course, you know, most of us knew that the real bin Laden died almost 10 years ago. A phony bin Laden was killed on national television first of this month. So they're already getting up the understudies. They need a new generation of boogeyman to make sure that you will salute the flag and fling your money and your children onto Israel's enemies. And so now we have the Muslim Brotherhood, which is a nice, safe name. There's no possibility of a mistranslation. Al-Qaeda is, oh, so 20th century. Now it's the Muslim Brotherhood. It's the same players, same people. It's just another phony group to demonize the Muslims leading to war. But again, let history be your guide. Iran became an Islamic state in 1979. How many nations have they invaded since then? It's a trick question. They haven't invaded anybody. Look at Israel during the same interval of time. Attacks on Iraq, Syria, bombing missions on those. Attack on Lebanon, West Bank, Gaza, Lebanon again, Gaza again, on and on and on. United States, I can't even begin to name how many countries have been attacked or invaded by the United States since 1979. Now, the United States is officially secular, but primarily Christian. Israel proclaims itself the Jewish state. So, looking at the lessons of history between the Christians and the Jews and the Muslims, which is the one which is not starting all the wars and attacks? That's Iran and the Muslims. So the Christians in the United States and the Jews in Israel have to lie to you. They have to convince you that the Muslims are evil and that we must go make war on them. But history is against them. History shows who the real threat to world peace is, and it's not Iran. We're on the wrong side of this conflict. We're on the wrong side of this burgeoning new world war. All war is based in deception. Sun Tzu wrote that in The Art of War. And basically, when a world leader wants to take his nation to war, when he wants to initiate a war, he's got to lie to his own people to get them to go along with it. Whether it's Lyndon Johnson lying about torpedoes in the Gulf of Tonkin, or lies about a Spanish mine sinking the USS Maine in Havana Harbor, or the lies about Pearl Harbor actually having been a secret attack, when everybody, including the Matson Steamship Company, knew the Japanese were coming. And Roosevelt goaded the Japanese into the attack. Hitler, with the phony attack on Gliwice, blamed on Poland. Burning of the Reichstag. Most major wars are started with a hoax, a fraud, or a lie. And here in the United States of America is no different. Our government is no more evil or no more good than any other government on earth. It is racist to think that America is immune from these kind of politics just because we're America. We'll be right back.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And going to skip over here to Great Britain. A funny story just came through whatreallyhappened.com. Apparently, there's been a huge, huge panic where they got out the British police in southern England, and they thought there was an escaped wild animal from a zoo, and they're out there with the helicopters and tranquilizer guns, and it turned out to be a toy tiger. And just everybody went into a complete panic. Everybody's, you know, we're on this hypersensitivity, you know, where we have the media constantly screaming at us, death, doom, destruction, terror, fashion show, film at 11. And the idea is to keep everybody rattled and scared so we can't think clearly. And, you know, there's an object lesson there, because once a government decides it's going to use fear on its own population to get what it wants, it can't quit. Once a government uses terror to scare you into war or higher taxes or surrendering your freedoms, it can't ever stop. It can't let the public calm down enough to start thinking clearly. Because if that happens, the government is finished. That's what happened in Egypt. Over and over again, we kept hearing the same thing from the Egyptian revolutionaries. We just stopped being afraid. And once they stopped being afraid and they started thinking, Mubarak was finished. Mubarak was absolutely finished. The push for a global new world order, global financial system, I think, has triggered a global revolution. That seems to be what's going on now. Speaking of Great Britain, new wrinkle in the Dr. Kelly assassination cover-up. Now, if you remember, Dr. Kelly basically was one of the witnesses during the hearings on the Dodgy dossier, which we now all know with the wisdom of history looking back, was basically a ginned-up document, was plagiarized from a 12-year-old outdated student thesis paper. And it was used to justify Britain's entry into the war in Iraq because they're going to attack us in 45 minutes, and they've got germs and chemicals and weapons of mass destruction, all of which turned out to be lies. And Dr. David Kelly was one of the key witnesses in that whole situation. And then all of a sudden he's found dead along the pathway he likes to walk for exercise, and was declared immediately a suicide. Oh, he was under such stress. He was under such pressure. Actually, no, he wasn't. He was done testifying. He was looking forward to going back to work. He was getting ready to go public on some other information he had about Tony Blair and the manufacturing of the lies that sent so many British young people to their deaths in Iraq. And so Dr. David Kelly was found dead. Oh, it's a suicide. Nothing to see here. And there were so many pieces of evidence against it, including the medication he was supposed to have been on, the fact that both wrists were slashed, which you can't do all by yourself, if you think about that very, very carefully. And now there's this situation about his dental records, because apparently, on the same day that his body was found, there was a break-in at his dentist's office. And Dr. Kelly's dental records went missing for 48 hours, and then they magically reappeared. Now, dental records are something that you use to make sure that the dead body you've arranged to have is the dead body you intended to have. So the dental records went back in the office, and Assistant Chief Constable Michael Page of Thames Valley Police had told the Hutton Inquiry into the death there were no unidentified fingerprints on Dr. Kelly's file. Now, in response to the British equivalent of a Freedom of Information Act request, has found out that, yeah, there were unidentified fingerprints on the dental records and on the folder holding them. Oh, my goodness. Assistant Chief Constable Michael Page of Thames Valley Police lied. And they're saying the discrepancy raises doubt about the evidence given to the Hutton Inquiry. Now, what's really amazing here is seeing all of these people at the BBC continuing to work as hard as they can to stand there with their hair on fire and tell the public they don't smell any smoke. It should be obvious to everybody this is a cover-up, and the cover-up means that the assassination was actually a murder. So I think it's time that we waterboard Assistant Chief Constable Michael Page of the Thames Valley Police and find out what really happened here. All right, moving along here to the economy. By the way, the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. By the way, we just put up a YouTube video at whatreallyhappened.com that goes further and further into the details over the fact that America's intervention in Libya, you know, not let the Libyans sort out their own problem with Gaddafi, but America's intervention, NATO's intervention in Libya, has a lot more to do with the fact that Gaddafi was trying to set up a state-issued value-based currency, not just for Libya, but for all of Africa. Apparently, Gaddafi had introduced the gold dinar, and he had accumulated enough gold to issue it as a currency all across the north part of the continent. And other African nations were saying, yeah, we want to do this. We don't want any more of that International Monetary Fund thing where they come in and plunge us permanently into debt we can never get out. We're going to go with the gold dinar. And that right there seems to be the real motive for the attack on Libya. Keep the slaves slaves. Oh my goodness, the slaves are trying to break free. Well, if we kill enough of them, they'll go back to being happy slaves. Now, speaking of slavery here in the United States of America, oh, we got to take a break. We'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
Listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Help. help. I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Micro plant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, micro plant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Teravim. Teravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesen, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Teravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372, or visit teravim.com.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And I want to talk a little bit about the economy. The little story came out earlier today about how the Federal Reserve is considering tighter credit as the economy improves. Now, first of all, the economy is not improving. Unless you're a Wall Street CEO, in which case you're raking it in, but for the vast majority of America, for 90% of America, the economy is not improving. Things are getting worse. We've here in Hawaii, we've had a 12.5% increase in the rate of new job claims over last year, double digit. The economy is not improving. TSA is destroying our tourism, and the local media likes to proclaim we have an 80% hotel occupancy, which is sounds really good until you realize how many hotels have flat out gone out of business. When you have 80% occupancy of only one-third of the hotels you used to have before, that's not exactly a rosy picture. So the Fed considers tightening credit. Now, what they really mean is they're going to start raising interest rates. They lowered interest rates to stimulate borrowing because, remember, borrowing is what allows the Federal Reserve to issue new printed money. And if they cannot get the American people to borrow, and we haven't been, then they get the U.S. government to borrow on your behalf without your permission, which is where a lot of these bailouts and TARP and everything coming from. The U.S. government is going to the Federal Reserve and saying, we'll borrow money from you on behalf of the taxpayers, and we'll force them to pay it back plus interest. But even that is not enough to keep the system going. So now the Fed is basically going to start cranking up the credit, the interest rates. They got everybody's firmly on the hook. They can't get anybody on the hook anymore. They're going to start cranking up the interest rates. And perhaps, not surprisingly, we got this notification here from Bank of America with this little notice in here that as of June 25th of this year, there'll be a penalty percentage rate applied to credit cards of 30%. I mean, they say 29.99%, but, you know, it's 30%, one-third per annum interest applied as a penalty. Okay? Now, why does the penalty apply? Well, if you have a bad credit rating, if your credit worthiness is not as high as it used to be, then Bank of America will throw this 30% interest onto your credit card purchases. Now, in this economy where the jobs are still being sent overseas, and we have an article about that at whatreallyhappened.com you need to look at. I'll talk about that in a minute. But in this economy where the jobs are continuing to leave, everybody's credit rating has gone into decline unless you're the CEO of a major Wall Street corporation. Now, the good news is that Bank of America, under the current laws, is only allowed to apply this 30% usury on new purchases. So, folks, if you have a Bank of America credit card, cut it up right now, because any new purchases as of June 25th, they're going to slap that 30% interest rate on under any excuse they can find. Late with a payment, 30%. Your credit rating takes a hit, 30%. They're going to be looking for excuses to get usurious. This is the time to cut up those credit cards. If you can't pay cash for it, do without. The looting of America is underway. We have a coffee mug we sell around here. I wish more of you were buying them. The last official act of any government is to loot the nation. That's what's going on here. The government and the Federal Reserve are inseparable. They are united together against the general population, the very essence of a fascist state. Corporations and government align together against the general population. And the looting is underway under the guise of, hey, you deserve it because you have lousy credit. But why do we all have lousy credit? Well, because the U.S. government took your jobs away. They sent them overseas in order to make it easier for the banks to start grabbing homes in order to pay for the fraudulent mortgage-backed securities. It's really that obvious. When all the foreign banks and investors realized they had been scammed, they were the victims of the biggest financial swindle in history over these mortgage-backed securities, and they came back and they said, you got to buy back the bad paper because this is fraud, and we don't have to live with this, and we don't have to accept the losses which are wrecking the banks around the world. And so the banks looked around and said, well, you know, we need a new source of wealth to put on our balance sheets or we're going to collapse. And the government said, well, look at all those houses out there. Just start grabbing those. We'll just give corporations tax breaks to ship all the manufacturing jobs to other countries, and then they won't be able to meet their mortgage payments, and you can go in and take their homes, and it looks like it's their own fault. Isn't that cool? Wall Street said, yeah, we'll do that. And that's what happened. In fact, there's a story here where Obama is still meeting with these top corporations about accelerating the offshoring of jobs, because apparently as many homes the banks have taken, still not enough to get them out of trouble. Meanwhile, there was an interesting little piece of propaganda, and I put it up at whatreallyhappened.com, and it's just an absolute shovel load of bovine excrement. The headline is, what if you had to buy American? And it's basically a screed about if you start demanding that American manufacturing come back and that we stop importing everything, look at all the things you'll have to do without. And it goes down all the things that we import from other countries that we no longer make here. Now, to me, the solution is, let's start making them here. But this article is basically trying to convince everybody that things are fine the way they are and that we shouldn't tinker with it. The money junkies love it. With the American jobs gone to overseas so they can take your houses, and they're sitting on those importation channels, they get to reap untold profits for no more than simply packing things up and shipping them across the ocean. And this article is a piece of propaganda to convince you that you love things the way they are too. And I know you're smart enough to know that you don't. That you know that this country has gone off in a hideously wrong direction, that being forced to be dependent on overseas factories for our basic necessities makes us slave to the people who own those overseas factories. The second biggest crime committed by the U.S. government against the American people was to allow our manufacturing to deteriorate. This is why Toyota auto factories in the United States and Canada are shut down right now, because they're dependent on parts from factories in Japan that have been destroyed by the quake and the loss of electrical power. And that's why this whole globalism nonsense is so dangerous. We need regionalism. We need communities, small communities that produce everything they need locally in order to remain free and independent. Globalism is just a way of making us all dependent on everybody else as a means to keep us from breaking free. And now we're seeing the reasons why it doesn't work, because the system is breaking down all across the globe. All right, we're going to take a phone call. We've got John in California. Aloha, John. Thank you for waiting. What's on your mind?
Hello there, Michael. Good afternoon. You got a great show, as usual. And
thank you.
Mike, the reason I called, I just need your help on getting to the bottom of some data information I heard. But anyway, it goes like this. Many of my fellow Roman Catholics are very buying into all this stuff about the upcoming war between Muslims and Catholics or ecumenical Christians, and I'm a bit skeptical of that myself for various other reasons. But what I heard just
in the last...
I would
love to see that happen.
Yeah, and just in the last week, though, what people are making a big deal about, I guess the pastor allowed some girl to come to our church service after Mass and from the pulpit start talking about how the population in the Palestinian Christians in the Holy Land area is down from 40 or 50 or 60% or whatever it used to be, some high percentage, down to 2% of all. Mm-hmm. And they specifically said the reason why it's down so low is because Christians have been fleeing the area because their churches and their schools have been attacked by gunmen who would come in and kill a whole bunch of people and, you know, all that kind of nasty stuff. So I did a browser search on a phrase similar to just that, you know, why are all the Palestinian Christians down to 2%? I got all kinds of stuff, you know, about shootings by Muslims of people in Coptic churches. And so I don't know what, you know, do you have any, can you help me out?
Yeah, I can.
Is it the intelligence agency setting this up or what?
Well, actually, Israel is. Israel's a master of making you and him fight. I mean, when Israel attacked the USS Liberty, Israel was trying to tell the United States it was Egypt doing it, until the Liberty refused to sink and it became common knowledge that Israel was behind the attack. When Israel bombed the King David Hotel, they had agents dressed in Arab clothes to put the blame on the Arabs. It's called a false flag attack.
Correct. I'm with you.
This is why we have Adam Perlman putting a towel on his head and claiming to be Adam Gadon and then screaming about death to America. You know, it's all part of the hoax. Israel doesn't want to fight their own wars. They love having the weapons and all the toys to play with. But when it comes down to the actual wet work, they want to get somebody else to do it. And, you know, Israel cannot go off and fight the entire Islamic banking system all by themselves. They need to get somebody else to do it for them. And, you know, Israel would absolutely love for the Christians and the Muslims to basically slaughter each other. And Israel gets to step back and say, well, the world is ours now. So what my understanding of what's going on with the Palestinian Christians is there have been a few attacks by people. We don't know who they are. We know who we're supposed to blame for it. But the political repression and the economic repression and the restrictions placed on Christians and their places of worship. Last Easter was a classic example. I mean, Israel loves the tourism dollars. Christians will fly in and they want to see all these holy places. And then at the last second, they throw up the security barriers and say, sorry, we can't let you there. There's a terror threat.
Mm.
And so it's kind of amazing when you see in the United States of America all these Christian Zionists.
Yeah,
and they think that their ticket past the pearly gates depends on unquestioning support of Israel and its policies.
Correct.
And if you go to Israel and you watch how the Israelis have absolutely no respect back for the Christians, and it's just amazing. You know, it's not a two-way street. Israel demands support and respect from the Christians, but gives none of it back whatsoever. And the reason for the decline in the Palestinian Christians, I mean, there's the oppression on the Palestinians to begin with. You know, Israel's trying to displace everybody who's around those holy sites because they see that as part of the future Israel, if it's not already part of Israel, and it's part of Israel's tourism revenues. So they want Israel to benefit and nobody else. And so it's more political and economic. There have been a few attacks, and they're always blamed on Palestinian terrorists. But you know, I understand from friends who are actually in Israel that there's a huge organized crime problem there. And the crime lords are bombing each other's nightclubs. And every time the media will say, oh, must have been a Palestinian suicide bomber. And so no matter what happens, it's blamed on the Arabs and the Muslims and the Palestinians, even when it's just organized crime having a turf war.
You know, Michael, one of the websites that I visited, and again, I'm trying to sift through all this confusing data, they made a very good case. They said, Egypt is primarily a Muslim country, but they also have a substantial Christian population, and that Christian population is still pretty much the same. You know, and they went through a few other countries like that.
The same is true of Iran. Iran has a huge Christian population. They have a huge Jewish population.
Right.
And they're treated so well in Iran that when Israel offered money to the Iranian Jews to relocate to Israel, the Iranian Jews said, no, we're comfortable here. We'll stay. Thank you very much.
And one of the sites I went to actually addressed that very question that I'm posing to you right now. And it was some speaker on behalf of Christians, but it was dated in 1998, and they said, we've heard all this before, and there's absolutely no truth to this rumor about, you know, Muslims coming in and shooting people in churches. But again, it's so old, you know, I don't know how useful it is right now.
Again, go back and look at history, and you will see that, you know, in order to sell a new war, you know, to the American people, against the Arab Muslims, in order to get them to sacrifice their children to make the world safe for compound interest and fiat debt currency,
right.
The propagandists have to portray Arab Muslims as evil, bad people, you know, deserving of being killed. It's like back during Vietnam when we had to dehumanize the Vietnamese and call them slants and gooks and all the rest, that dehumanization process. That's what they're doing against the Arab Muslims here. But again, look at history. Since 1979, Iran doesn't attack countries. They don't invade anybody else. It's Israel and the United States that are constantly attacking, constantly stealing other people's lands and resources, and the propagandists are trying to basically convince you that we're good to do so. We're good to act like barbarians and pirates, and the Iranians and the Muslims who basically just want to sit home and take care of business and commerce, they're somehow evil.
The last thing I want to say...
Yeah, go ahead.
Michael, was that I'm with you. I appreciate what you're saying. I just have an easier time of it when someone starts talking about this woman, Bridget Gabriel, because I listened to her several times a couple of years ago, and she let slip that she's associated with the intelligence community. Right off the bat, that's a red flag. You know.
Oh, yeah.
So it's easier for me to do that knowing, hey, here's what she said, you know.
A lot of these people have blown their cover. I mean, Rita Katz, you know, her father was executed an Israeli spy. You need to go out with a search engine and find an article called Selective Memory, because Memory, which is providing all these articles and terror things to the Western media, they've been busted as an Israeli propaganda operation. You know, if you're going to have a war, you've got to lie the people into it. And that's exactly what's going on. We know that leaders lie to their people. They've been doing it ever since Ramses the Great lied to the Egyptian people about whipping the Hittites at Kadesh. He didn't. He almost lost his army. But you look at the temples of Abu Simbel and Abydos and Karnak, and Ramses' victory over the Hittites, it's carved in there. That was the CNN of the day.
Yeah.
That's where he went to get the news, and the news was lying just as much as it is today.
Well, okay. Michael, if you have any spare time and you're looking for something to write about, I'd be happy to go to your website and see the results of your research on this. But anyway, thanks a lot for your help.
As much as I can, there's only so much Michael to go around, and they wouldn't let me clone me. Apparently, there's some dumb law against that thing. Thanks a lot for the call, John. Switching over to David in Iowa. Aloha, David. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Watching C-SPAN. Watching you on Justin TV and watching C-SPAN and watching Rand Paul go on about the Fourth Amendment. And, you know, it reminds me of the fact that I know that you know this, that there's a couple of Israeli companies that through the NSA have the no-bid contract to monitor all telecommunications in the United States. And that seems to me like why AIPAC would support this bill so effectively, not only the value of the information, but the economics, because they don't provide all that information to the U.S. government for free.
It's big business. This actually goes back all the way to just before 9/11, and it was kind of interesting because when 9/11 happened, Carl Cameron over at Fox News was doing a four-part series on this scandal, where it turned out there were a couple of major companies, and there is not only Israeli-owned, but they're tied in with Israel's government and intelligence services. One was Amdocs, which did telephone bill processing for virtually every telephone in the United States of America. Now, they weren't listening to the phone calls, but they had a record of who was calling who, which, through a process called traffic analysis, can be very, very valuable intelligence. And I think we have to take a break here. And so, David, stick around. We'll be right back.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this ExtendoVite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone. The panic is on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're talking with David and I, and we're talking about this huge spy scandal that erupted right around the time of 9/11. It was the largest foreign spy operation ever found operating in the United States of America, being run by Israel. And it was sort of stumbled over because drug enforcement officers in the United States of America every time they were closing in on Israeli drug criminals, ecstasy rings and so forth. The raids, somehow, the Israelis were finding out about the raids ahead of time, and they were being foiled. And the investigation basically discovered that these Israeli-owned companies that are on the American telecommunications infrastructure were leaking the information to Israeli drug criminals. And that basically led to this uncovering of this entire spy operation. So you had Amdocs that was processing all the telephone billing records for every phone in America, and they knew who was calling who. Then you had another system called Converse Infosys. Now, they've changed their name since then. But they're the company that the U.S. government goes to install automated phone tapping equipment on all of America's telephones. In the good old days, the police or the FBI would have to go into the crossbar racks and actually get on there with alligator clips to listen to a specific phone call. But now the means to listen to your phone conversations is built into the system. Any law officer or Israeli spy with access to the system can sit anywhere in America, type in your phone number, and immediately listen to your phone call. And that was put in by Converse Infosys, and of course it was discovered, you know, big surprise, that Converse Infosys had left back doors into the system for Israeli intelligence to use. And of course,
absolutely,
finally, and so basically, it's this huge security system. And, you know, Israel always gets these contracts because they own the U.S. Congress. And the Congress will go to whoever's handing out the contracts and say, you give it to my good buddy over there at Amdocs or Info, because they're donors and they're contributors and they're tremendous backers. And if you look at how many Israeli companies are in critical positions within our infrastructure, displacing American companies perfectly able and willing and capable of the same tasks and without the security risk of having foreign ownership, and you begin to realize the degree of betrayal that's going on here. I'll give you one more example because we're almost at the end of the show. On 9/11, Odigo, which is, again, an Israeli-owned company that provides all the backbone services for instant messaging in America. They have an office in New York near the World Trade Center. 2 hours before the attack, they received a message warning them, get out of your office, something's going to happen. They even captured the issuing IP, where that came from. And this is before the airplanes used in the attacks had even taken off from the ground. And
wow.
So the FBI comes in, and Odigo gives them the IP of who sent them the message, and that was the end of it. The FBI went away, and they never followed up on that.
Well, you know, they have gag orders out there now that they can put on virtually anyone involved in the industry that if they ever say anything about it, even if they're involved in a crime, and they know they're involved in a crime, but they were issued a gag order, they could go to jail for the rest of their life if they say anything about it.
Oh, or worse, I mean, our government's coming down hard on whistleblowers, and basically, now Obama is saying he can declare war on any American, even within the borders, and of course, Israel has maintained their right to assassinate anybody anywhere in the world for any reason they feel like doing so. And so we're basically in an era of thugism where if you annoy the government, they will kill you. And that is the essence of dictatorship. Thank you for the call, David. We've run out of time today. We'll be back tomorrow here at 2 o'clock in the afternoon on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Until then, stay safe, stay well, stay angry, stay skeptical, trust your own brain, and aloha, America.
Next round.